Hey friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. You know, we're fully listener supported, which means that we can't do the work that we're doing unless we have your support. Please pray about becoming a monthly partner to this ministry. We are affecting the lives of many people by the grace of God. And in order for us to expand or even to stay doing what we're doing, we need your help. Thank you so much for prayerfully considering to become a partner. We truly appreciate you and bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody, welcome back. I have a returning guest, a dear friend and a man of God who many of you know has become a household name in the last few years, enduring tremendous persecution up in our neighbor to the north of Canada. Just unbelievable things that you would never imagine a pastor would have to go through. And yet this man of God, who has a church and a ministry called Street Church, and then he goes out and preaches, he's got the Cave of Adullam and so many different things that he does on a weekly basis. He feeds the poor. He's been out there at different rallies. He ran for office, and we need to catch up with him because there's currently a case that's going through the system. He's going to give us the updates today, which I myself don't even know the fullest. I wanted to have him on. Man of God, Pastor Archer Pulowski, welcome back, sir. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me back on your show. Yeah, it's like my wife says, it's an adventure. I mean, every week, if you miss a week in my life, well, you got another hour to catch up with what has been going on. As you remember, the government came with a political vengeance after my video Get Out Nazis went internationally,
right,
went viral. The government was embarrassed by what they were doing. And now, I don't know if you are familiar, just 2 days ago, the courts ruled in the province of Alberta that every mandate, all restrictions, everything that was done to us was illegal.
And no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, not because the courts love us so much. It was illegal based on technicality. Government had no power, or put it this way, elected officials had no power to implement that. Only the chief medical officer had the power to do that, but she didn't do it. She gave it to the politicians and they did it. Therefore, everything was rendered illegal. So It's not that the courts love us and want to protect us. It's just that they couldn't get away with an illegal implementation of the crazy mandates, restrictions, lockdowns, attacks on our liberties, our churches that were seen in the past few years. So as you remember, I was charged over 40 times, 5 arrests, 20 court cases. I won every single thing, including the compelled speech that the judge ordered me to recite every time I talked to another human being, which is Soviet style, North Korea, China style dictatorship. Well, I won everything and they hated me for it, right, because the more they were crushing, the more they were intimidating, the more they were harassing. I had 8 months of them trying to bribe me. I mean, lots of money, government position, seat at the legislature, everything. Wow. Tried everything in their power. And I said, no, I told them, I'm not a whore of Babylon. I was bought by the precious blood of Jesus. I'm not for sale. I'm not Judas Iscariot. I'm not Ezef. And I'm definitely not Peter. So I'm not going to do it. Well, they came with a big vengeance. I was invited to speak at the rally for the truck convoy,
right,
and they asked me to deliver a church service. So I did. I've done it thousands of them. Every rally, everywhere I was invited to, I would remind them, I would give a sermon, I would tell the people to stand with God. And it was that message. It was that message on a private property, 19-minute speech to the truckers when we were singing hymns, national anthem, had the Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion. We had the dinner together. Everything was peaceful. In 19 minutes, I reminded them about the history, the solidarity movement. I've told them about to stand up for God and state-given rights. I told them that this happened before, it's happening again, and they're using the same tactics. Therefore, we must use the same things that saved us, helped us before. Iron Curtain was broken. The boots of Soviets were kicked out.
Right.
Berlin Wall has fallen, and we got our freedom in Europe. So we can do the same thing. And it was that message that freaked them out. And a few days later, as you remember, I was arrested by anti-terrorists, detectives, RCMP is like your FBI, and interrogated, put in prison, solitary confinement, metal cages, psych ward, a max spot for the most dangerous terrorists in the country. I was taken, kidnapped by sheriffs, shackled without the knowledge of my family and my lawyers. My lawyers were denied access to me for 3 weeks. Insanity. I mean, it takes me an hour just to tell the stories of right. what happened in prison. Fast forward, we met the judge. The judge, I don't know, it was like a show trial. I remember from growing up when an individual was already guilty before even the trial started. So what happened was the Crown Prosecutor accused me of causing Canadian economy over $400 million worth of damages for my speech. He compared my sermon. No witness were called. I am the first Canadian citizen in the history of this country that my words, my sermon was on trial, word by word. Wow. They were digesting every word. What did Mr. Paulowski said when he said this word? What he meant by what he said? Crown Prosecutor compared my sermon, that you can watch it on YouTube, to Rwanda genocide. He compared my words to like someone inciting murder on other people. And guess what? The judge a month later agreed with the Crown Prosecutor. He said everyone that took part of the Freedom Convoy is a criminal. And because I encouraged them to stay and continue protesting the government overreach, illegal implementation of mandates and restrictions, therefore I am a criminal as well. And I am the first Canadian in history that has ever been found guilty on inciting mischief, thought crime. I am the first Canadian that has been criminally charged and convicted for a thought crime. On top of that, I was charged and now I am found guilty on eco-terrorism, interfering with the crucial infrastructure under the Defense Act, and then the breach of release order, because according to the judge, I was not keeping peace and I was not of good behavior. So my sentencing was supposed to happen on August the 9th. However, yesterday, my lawyer contacted me and she said it's pushed to September 18th. Okay. So, I mean, the judge has 10 years at his disposal. The story is getting out there. I was contacted by Fixers. They call themselves the Fixers. Apparently, there was a meeting with the ex-prime minister, ex-premier, and the future prime minister, Pierre Poilievre, and they decided to eliminate me, as they call it, from the board game, because I am speaking, exposing corruption within the government field. So I was told if I give them $100,000, $50,000 to a charity of their choice, $100,000 to them personally, if I will promise with the lawyers that I will withdraw myself from political realm, and if I will stop talking about the corruption within the government, they will fix, they call it, they will fix my problem. They said that they own the judge and the judge will do whatever they tell him to do. Of course, you know me, I am a Polish immigrant. I am a peculiar fella. I follow the lion from the tribe of Judah. And
come on.
First of all, not for sale. And secondly, I am not afraid of those people. My God holds my life in the palm of his hands. I see that God is using people like me, like he did use Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like he used David. When I see a giant in front of me, I call it, let's do a head-on collision. Mm-hmm. When I see a Goliath in front of me, here is what I see. I see an opportunity. I see an obstacle, a mountain of a man. On the other side of that mountain, there is my destiny. And that's what I believe God is doing. He's using all of that, because on the other side of this craziness, there lies my destiny, for whatever the reason he is going to use me for. I have become, since we talked, a leader, believe it or not, of a political party in the province of Alberta called Solidarity Movement of Alberta. And it was that party that is scaring them to death because we are very popular. We are rising. More people are coming. And when I was touring around Alberta, I had 400 or 500 people showing up for a small town hall meetings. There are standing ovations. The people are hungry for real politicians. Todd, you know that we have not one single, listen again, we do not have one single elected politician, either MLA, member of parliament, or a senator that actually is fighting for us and is speaking for us. Not a single one of them. The whole system is one party system. They are chirping the same song, which is tyranny, net zero, 15-minute cities, digital ID, a total, you know, controlled enslavement of the population. So I think sooner or later people will understand why I am speaking so aggressively, why I have called them Nazis, Gestapos, psychopaths, because I'm using my words. I don't have, you know, powerful men. I don't have tanks and, you know, planes, and I don't use violence. I'm just a local pastor here in the city of Calgary, but I do have my tongue. And when I'm calling people names, I'm trying to marry what we observe with the history. Mm-hmm. And what we are observing right now, Todd, is a repetition of history. And we must understand that this was done to the people before, and it's being done to the people again. And we must oppose this. Evil never stops on its own. Evil is like cancer. It has to be cut off.
Wow, you said a lot there. Let me try to unpack some of this. So right now, as it stands in September, you're set to be told how long, if any time, that you'll have to spend in prison. Could be up to 10 years, you said?
That's right. The judge has 10 years. Inciting mischief has 10 years attached to it. And according to this judge, not only I am a terrorist, but everyone that took part of the freedom track convoy is a terrorist as well. So we don't know. It's a weird situation. This judge was appointed by the government to preside over this case. He's not even from that city. He's from completely different part of Alberta. He was asked to do this. During the trial, I thought he was fair. He was listening. He was asking the right questions. During the verdict, I'm telling you, it was like a different man. He was shaking. He was drinking water all the time. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't render his verdict without pause and stop and drinking and being nervous. So I'm telling you, he was told to find me guilty by the political entities. And now we don't know what is going to happen. If those fixers were telling the truth, the judge was already ordered to lock me back in prison. But you know, in the end of the day, God will have his final say. It's just like with Donald Trump right now. And I find it fascinating that he is being hammered left and right, And people like us, we need help. Yeah. I was just interviewed on the radio by one of the American broadcasters, and he said, so what can we do? What can be done? Listen, American people, listen to me. What worked for the Solidarity people in Poland can work for American people today.
Okay.
Rise up, stand up by the millions, surrender your president. The presidency was stolen. They are liars, cheaters. This is the most corrupted criminal enterprise we have ever seen in our countries. And it ends when you, when people, by the sheer numbers, say enough is enough. We can win this. We can rise up. We can stand up. We can have freedom. And if you don't want to do this for yourself, I get that. You know, some people are older and, and you lived your life and you're kind of comfortable. But do it for the children, because I'm telling you, I am a Polish immigrant. I grew up in hell. And that's why I emigrated to Canada, because I didn't want my children to experience what I experienced. I wanted them to grow up in a free country that they can work hard and achieve something. But all of that is being stolen from our children. Rise up for their sake while you still can. And another warning for you is this. if people like me go down, we are like a shield between you it's and true. The villains.
Yep.
If we go down, then their wrath will be focused on you. You're next.
Yeah.
It's in your best interest to support us as much as you can so we can survive this attack. Because if we go down, if Donald Trump goes down and other amazing human beings go down
yeah.
as your shield, you and your children are next.
That's right. That's right. You know, we watched from the United States the convoy, and it gave tremendous hope to so many people. In fact, I was encouraged. I mean, the folks in Canada were standing up while Americans weren't and should have been. And so I think it gave a lot of hope to people around the world. They, of course, they suppressed, they censored the videos that were out there. You said they read your speech word by word. I mean, what about your speech is so threatening to them that they have to go over this speech? First of all, do you have freedom of speech in Canada? Is that similar to what we have here in the United States, where we're supposed to have freedom of speech? Do you have that same law?
Yes, we have a constitution. We have fundamentally guaranteed rights. And it's very interesting that our Charter of Rights and Freedoms starts with a preamble that says, whereas Canada acknowledges the supremacy of God and the rule of law, we also have criminal code. We are protected left and right. However, remember when I was in the States, I was telling Americans when they came to me and said, like, we have our amendments, we have our constitution, we have our Declaration of Independence, like, we're good. No. You people, you have not been paying attention. You don't know history. Tyrants don't care about your That's right. piece of paper.
That's right.
Germans, when they invaded Poland, Poland was the second country on earth that implemented constitution right after the United States of America. Polish people were electing kings. So freedom, democracy is in our DNA, is in our bloodstream. But when the Germans attacked Poland, they didn't care. Hitler didn't care about our human rights. He didn't care about our constitution. When we were taken by the Soviets, communists and socialists don't care about your piece of paper. You must care about your rights. You have to rise up. So we have protection. We're supposed to have protection.
Right.
But all of that was thrown out of the window. We have freedom of expression, which includes freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. Do you know when they invaded my church, they broke the Criminal Code of Canada, Section 176, 1, 2, and 3. They should be liable up to 2 years of imprisonment themselves.
Wow. Wow.
But all of it is upside down. Tyrants, wannabe pharaohs, don't care about human rights. They don't care about the Constitution. What did I say that threatened them the most? I think in a nutshell, I have become the enemy of the state because I am giving people hope and history. Mm-hmm. So what did I say in my 19 minutes, you know, sermon, a mini sermon? Well, I reminded them about what I saw with my own eyes growing up. Lech Wałęsa, Solidarity Movement. In Poland, 50,000 communists were ruled over 36 million Poles.
Wow.
50,000 psychopaths were ruling over 36 million human beings. Until, and again, listen, until the 36 million said enough is enough. And they took it to the streets under the umbrella of solidarity, under the leadership of people like Lech Wałęsa. And I'm telling you, it crumbled the entire system. The Solidarity people didn't have to shoot anyone. They didn't need planes and machine guns and tanks. They just refused to cooperate. They just refused to work for the wannabe pharaohs. And it was over for the entire system. Wow. What I said to the people in Kutz, I said to the truckers and farmers, there's more of us than of them. They don't have enough cops. They cannot force you to work. It doesn't matter what they say. You got the power to say simply, no, I'm not going to work for you anymore. If a million Albertans would go home and refuse to work for a week, just for a week, the whole system is paralyzed
right.
and crumbles. And we've got our freedoms back. That's how you fight. And that's what I said to them. I said it to them, if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your children. There were children in the room. I said, do it peacefully. No guns, no swords. This is not a violent uprising. This is like Mahatma Gandhi style. This is right, Martin Luther right. King Jr. civil rights. Yeah. This is solidarity way. Well, nothing to it. I mean, 19 minutes, reminding them about history, standing, you know, stand for your God and state given rights and do it peacefully. It was that sermon that triggered my arrest. I was arrested by RCMP officers, that's like your FBI, anti-terrorists. They blocked the entire street. It was the greatest takedown. They're like El Chapo of Calgary, Al Capone of Canada, interrogated for hours, as you know, brought to prison, stripped naked, solitary confinement, put me the next day in metal cages, then in solitary confinement, back in solitary cell on concrete, no water, no washroom, kidnapped, taken hundreds of miles away, denied access to my lawyers. My write-ups for the lawyers was confiscated. My Bibles were confiscated. They would not give me glasses to read. A total Soviet-style punishment for a political dissident. And then eventually I end up in a max spot in Edmonton for the most dangerous terrorists. I was the only inmate in the entire unit. No one else was there, just me. And I was not only locked in metal cage, I was guarded by three different guards. I was wow. so apparently dangerous, according to them. And then they would take me, when the judge learned about what is happening to me, it scared them, and they took me to a psych ward without the evaluation of the doctors, without the knowledge of Alberta Health Services. Completely illegal. That's what the Soviets were doing right. to political dissidents. And it happened to me. Eventually, I was released, and I am still on house arrest. I wanted to come to your country, and I talked to my probation officer, and she said, no, they don't want me to talk. They don't want me to expose what's happening behind the Iron Curtain here. So they want me locked in a house, locked in a country, and it is what it is. But when the fixers came with threats and blackmail and all those different things, I had a choice, Todd. I could bow and crawl into a little hole and pour me, you know, self-pity party. And look, I received from 2005 to 2023 over 340 citations, 16 arrests, and 120 court cases. Poor me. I've lost my houses. I've lost millions of dollars, my properties. I remortgaged my house 7 times. Oh, poor me. I just want to throw a towel and quit. I don't see that in the Bible. I see the heroes of faith go all the way. Jesus said, pick up your cross daily and follow me. It cost the Father his Son. It cost the Son his own life, his own blood. You really think that there will be no price attached, that it will not cost us anything to follow Christ? They hated me. They will hate you. They persecuted me. They will persecute you. So wannabe pharaohs hate Christians and Jews for one purpose, because they hate competition. They don't want people to have hope. A reporter asked me a few days ago, why do you think they're, you know, trying to destroy you so hard? Well, because wherever I go, I give people hope that yesterday was horrible. Today is unbearable, but tomorrow belongs to God. Invite God into your life, into your marriage, into your society, into your city, into your country. When he shows up with freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's right. Who comes to me is free indeed. You see, what God is waiting for all of us is an invitation. God, come and rescue. Come to the rescue. So, you know, people call me and say, oh, you're facing 10 years and you're not depressed, you're not suicidal. No, I'm not, because faith is the currency in the kingdom of God. If I don't have faith, right. I have nothing, right. nothing, zero. I must believe that God in all of this craziness has a purpose, that there is a destiny for me, that I fought for 18 years exposing corruption for a purpose, that there must be a purpose behind all of that. And it's very interesting, because pretty much every single day I received emails, texts, and comments that because of what I did and what I do and what I say, people around the world are started to believe in God. What people are desperately looking for is a testimony that God is more powerful than the villains of today. Be that testimony. Stand tall like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, because when you are thrown into the fire, God deals with your enemies. In the fire, he shows up to set you free, not outside of the fire. In the fire, you got a testimony for the whole world to see, and in the fire is your promotion. So lots of Christians would like to have things and be able to do things, but you gotta become a testimony. God is still walking around and looking whom he can send. So be a man or a woman that says, here I am, Lord. If you want to use a man like me or a woman like me, here I am, Lord, use me.
That's right. That's right. Every time I talk to you, Pastor Archer, I just think of Dietrich Bonhoeffer sounding the alarm, and you're a modern day. You know, you mentioned Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, this is the type of there comes a time in a generation when somebody has to stand. And that's this is this generation's moment. We're seeing tyranny at the doorstep. We're seeing them pushing the envelope when it comes to taking away religious freedoms all around the world, especially in the Western world. We're seeing it in Canada. We're seeing it in the United States. And this is unbelievable. You know, the truckers, back to the truckers, there was something that happened there a lot of people don't realize. They froze bank accounts. And this really got my attention, Pastor Archer, when they froze the bank accounts, because this isn't the first time I've heard this. I've had pastors reaching out to me here in the States, you know, certain people that were down on January 6th and other places where they had their bank accounts froze by big banks here in the United States. So this seems to be a tactic, and I think they're going to deploy this more and more. Can you kind of explain what happened to the folks that were there?
Well, they froze my bank account for a month and a half. I didn't have access to my funds. That's a way of punishing you for speaking against a tyrannical government. And they are using every means, including financial means. You got to remember, everything that we watched for the past 3 years was a tyranny, fear, coercion. If you don't take the job, you're going to lose your job. If you lose your job, how are you going to pay your mortgage? You know, your kids will not be able to go to school, medical, you know, food, all of those things. So people were panicking. I'm going to lose my pension. So money, the root of all evil, the root of all evil is a love of money. So they're using money. They're using the Babylonian system to enslave us. And this is not done. It's not over. Fiat currency is a money from thin air. They're just making stuff up. Also, they're going to try to bring digital currency so they will be able to control. They will, you know, push a button. And that's it. Your cards don't work. You can't buy anything. You cannot survive this, right? And the Bible is very clear that there will come a time where you will not be able to sell or buy. And we are a test run for Antichrist and his new world order, new world religion and currency. So we have to pay attention that they're coming for all of us, not just for the frontliners that you know, the tip of the spear, if you will, but for everyone. Eventually, they want to enslave the entire population. What do they say? Pay attention to the words. You will own nothing and you will be happy while they are flying private jets, driving SUVs and eating Japanese steaks. Those are the same people that are telling you, we are robbing you in front of your very eyes and there is nothing you can do about it. You'll own nothing and we want you to be happy. Be a happy slave. So this is a mechanism of punishment, because if you can take a man's money, ability to provide for his family, and that's what they tried to do in the past 3 years with the forcible injection of this experimental thing, then you enslave the entire population. So I would say to you and those that are listening to this, take your money out of the banking system, every penny. Just leave whatever you need for day-to-day business. Everything else, I would say to you, and I'm not giving you any financial advice because, you know, it's your freedom. But if I was you and if I had some extra, I would probably buy some precious metals. And in the end of the day, it's a wealth preservation. Yes, maybe the price will come down tomorrow or, you know, even a half. It doesn't matter. You got something tangible and eventually everything goes up. It's like with the land. I was a land developer before I became a pastor. I was a builder. And I always educated people that it doesn't matter what the government says your property is worth. In the end of the day, they don't make any more of this commodity. You will end up with your house. Even if the neighbor believes that your house is worth zero, you got a roof over your head and you're living. I mean, it doesn't matter what the market says. Right. You have a property. You have something that you can touch. Historically speaking, I said to them, eventually, even if they think your property is worth nothing, eventually is worth a fortune. Yeah. That's history. And the same with precious metals. The fiat currency, if those banks did that to you, take it out and maybe use a smaller banks. I've heard that smaller banks are a lot better, and convert it. Just keep what you absolutely need and convert into something else that you can touch, you can have. So there are ways that God is telling people, you know, how to protect yourself for the future, because we know economy is collapsing.
Right.
I mean, you have to be absolutely blind not to see the recession when you go buying groceries. You must be blind if you don't see economical hardship. And this is just the beginning of the birth pains. I know what's coming because God showed me. We're heading into a Great Depression, hyperinflation.
Yeah.
We are going to see what our grandparents saw in 20s and 30s. It's going to be tough.
The Lord showed you that, Pastor Archer. You've seen that. The Lord put that on your heart.
Yes, I saw lineups of food that you could not see the end of it. I have huge lineups right now, more than ever, but this is just the beginning.
Wow.
We see the increase. We have families with children in our lineups, not just the homeless people. People are hurting in Canada. And whatever is happening in Canada, remember, it's going to happen in the United States.
That's right.
In Canada, I was told by a friend of mine, a banker, 25% of Canadians are about to lose their homes.
25%.
25%.
That's a high number. That's how many people? That's millions of people.
Yeah, well, 25% of the homeowners. So I don't know the statistics, how many, you know, tens of thousands of homes are going to be foreclosed. But it's getting really, really bad. Everywhere I turn, I hear people telling me that they are on a verge of losing their property because the interest rate is so high.
Right.
Here is the thing. A lot of people are still relatively okay with keeping their homes because their new mortgage didn't kick in yet.
Right.
When the renewal comes with a higher interest rates, so for example, my parents are living in a normal house, nothing to it, just a regular two-story house, and they're paying a mortgage. Next year, their mortgage is coming for a renewal, and they already told me that they will not be able to afford to keep their home because it doubles payments. Just with the mortgage interest rates that we have right now, it doubles the payment. And those are seniors.
Right.
They don't have a lot of money. So everything is like, you know, to the penny. And this is the game. I believe that this is the greatest elimination of the middle class ever attempted in the history of mankind. They are creating two categories of people, extremely powerful, the pharaohs, the ones that own everything, and then the slaves that will own nothing, will ride the bicycles in minus 35, and will be eating worms.
Wow. A lot to talk about this, because this has been on my heart too. And there's a lot of people saying, you don't have to do anything. Everything's going to be great. You know, don't worry about it. I've had an urgency in my spirit, and you're just confirming it, what I've heard as well. And, a lot of people are really panicked. We can't be afraid because the Lord is with us. And we know he's with us until the end of the age, and we know we're meant to occupy until he comes. But be wise and ask the Holy Spirit how you can, save your resources and prepare, and where you should allocate them, and real estate, different things that you can invest in, gold and silver, as Pastor Archer recommended. I think that's very wise. I've been hearing this. Tell me if you hear this, Pastor Archer, that they might do a cyber attack. And they would utilize something along those lines to say, oh, we need to change the way that we transact now because we've been attacked by Russia or whoever it is that's the villain. You know, something I see like a big event happening. That's what they seem to do here, especially in the States, 9/11, things like that. A big event And then all of a sudden, oh, we need to do something different. Here's the answer. You know, digital currency. Here's the answer. And that's what I feel in my spirit. Do you feel anything along those? I'm not saying it's definitely a cyber attack, but I feel like some type of big event to shift things.
100%. They have been using those tragic circumstances for thousands of years. And, you know, to those people that say, well, God has everything under control, I mean, he still sits on the throne. Right. However, he is giving us what's coming. In other words, tell that to Joseph that he made a mistake, that he was storing grain for all those years, right? I mean, that's foolishness. When God is telling you something is about to happen, be wise, prepare, get some food extra, you know, be prepared for what's coming. And if you're going to be arrogant and say, well, I don't care, God, what you're saying, because you got my back covered. And no, my people are perishing, the Bible says. Yeah. My people are dying because of lack of knowledge. Also, it says that the children of the enemy are wiser than the children of the light if it comes to finances.
Right.
For whatever reason, I don't understand why we have bought a lie that we as Christians are to be living in poverty and we're not allowed to have the means to help others. Also, I don't understand the concept of let's not get involved in politics because it's dirty. Well, it's dirty because Christians are not there.
That's right.
If real Christians were there, the nation would prosper. God would be honored and glorified. It's because Christians, good people, refuse to be involved. That's why we have evil people, because evil wants to control every aspect of our lives. So we must change the way we do business. As a church, church was never to be an entertainment center. Church was always to be the light in the darkness. Church was always to be like a tower, like a stronghold, a castle that sends the troops to occupy the land.
Right.
And then when you're beaten and when you're hurting and you're hungry, you come back to the castle, they fix you up, you get rest, and then you go and you occupy some more. And that's what Jesus says, occupy until I come. And what happened to the church? We turn into some kind of a music opera theaters.
Right.
And we entertain people. We became the you know, the clowns juggling in front of the people so they can have a great entertainment.
Wow.
And for that, we are charging money, you know, during the play collections. That was never the case. We are to feed the poor, take care of the orphans and the widows. We are to be the light. We are to be the voice for the voiceless. We must oppose evil. We must preach the truth. The Bible doesn't say your great entertainment in a synagogue is going to set the captives free. It says that the truth shall set the captives free.
That's right. Yes. So good. Absolutely true. There has to be a shift in the way that we do church with this seeker friendly, greasy grace, all this stuff that we've seen for many, many years. There's a shift that's happening and the folks are awakening. I do believe that. And you're seeing up there with all the people everywhere you go, town halls, 500 people more showing up, these big events. That's why it's a threat. Let me ask you this. You know, we got this war that we're in, this proxy war in the Eastern Europe. And I know that you kind of understand probably better than most people. What's going on over there from your perspective, Pastor Archer?
No, it's a political theater. And don't get me wrong. Real people are hurting. People are dying because they don't care about slaves. They have lots of slaves. They are disposable. I mean, to them, we are just a social insurance number. So it doesn't matter. There is a big game, political theater being played over there. And there's also a shift from the Western to the East.
Yes.
They're doing everything in their power. It's a power struggle. They are trying to destroy United States, American dollar, you know, as a world currency, backed globally. And all those things are under attack because but there is a power struggle within their own ranks. And the war, put it this way, between Russia and Ukraine is a theater. If Putin really wanted to finish this war, he would finish it within 2 weeks.
Yep.
He has the means, he has the army, He has the equipment. It's very interesting that he's not using his modern day equipment. Mm-hmm. He's using his old stuff.
Right.
This is like Vietnam. You know, that's it. That's what it is. This is like, you know, Kazakhstan. There is more to the story than this. This is, I believe, this is a destabilization.
Yep.
And they want people to focus on something else. And they also want to use this conflict to usher something bigger. You know, every conflict like this that you're observing through history always was attached to something bigger that they wanted to usher. Yep. So yep. To me, it's a theater. I was in prison when I learned about Putin's invasion. And I remember I said that right away. Yeah. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. This is not what they're telling you it is. It's smokes and screens. Yeah. It's a theater. And unfortunately, when those people are doing their games, normal people suffer. Families are murdered. People's lives are destroyed. Because in the end of the day, Adolf Hitler didn't care about 60 million people. Lives to him, he was a monster. Those are monsters. We're dealing not with humans anymore. We're dealing with demon possessed monsters. You know, Stalin, 80 million lives. It didn't matter, right? To them, life here and there, it's not a big deal. You also have to understand we are observing eugenics. Mm. Gates, of course, his family has been involved in murdering people left and right for generations. This is their game. So that's why they don't care about implementing mandates that are murdering millions of people around the world, because that's the end game. They are eliminating, as they call it, useless eaters. Right. According to them, it's too many people. And if that's the case, well, we can afford to lose a billion here and there. Not a big deal. It's fascinating when you listen to their speeches. They say, well, we have to find a humane way to eliminate human beings. And I say, well, buddy, let's start with you and your family.
Exactly. Come on.
If you think there's too many people, okay, please volunteer so we can save the rest of us. But that's not the case. When they're telling you there is a problem, they want you to pay for that problem. They never pay for that problem. Yeah. They are the elites. They're the pharaohs. You are the slaves. And we have to realize that. We have to just call it the way it is. This is treason. Your politicians, my politicians, have committed an act of treason against our nations. And there has to be somehow a movement of people that will take back peacefully their rightful place in government and charge those responsible for crimes against humanity.
Mm. Yeah. We need Esthers of this generation. We need Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego's like yourself, willing to stand against tyranny. Pastor Archer, thank you for this update. How can the folks be following what you're doing? How can they support your efforts? What do you need from us?
Well, a few things. First of all, spread the word around. The politicians, the cowards of today, they're like cockroaches. They love to spread their diseases in the shadows when the light is not shining. So bring the light. Just show the people, the multitudes, look, this is what's happening. If they can get away with this, doing to this pastor, the sky is the limit. They're going to come after us. So that's the number one thing. Second, you can talk to your elected representatives. Of course, pray for us. So that's a given. Talk to your elected representatives, to your congressmen, to your senators, to governors, and let them push them to speak about this issue. Every time a governor or a congressman speaks on this issue, it ends up all over the news in Canada. The Canadian politicians are afraid of American politicians, and they don't want this type of exposure. So speak about it. Pressure your politicians so they can come to our defense. This is SOS. Mm-hmm. We are sending SOS to America. Help us. We are in distress. We're being subdued by globalist entities. Also, do it for your own sake, because you don't want to have China at your border. You already have so much trouble with the southern border. They want to finish you off in a north from the northern border. So pay attention. And of course, you can go to streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, and you can support us so we can survive this. I had to hire a lawyer again 2 weeks ago for my son because now they're coming after my children. My son Nathaniel was charged himself and has 1 year attached if loses to his struggle. So that's the game. The system or taking you through the system is the punishment on its own. They want to bankrupt us. They want to destroy us. They want us to throw a towel because we are not able to defend ourselves. The lawyer, just a retainer, is $10,000 right, plus $525 per hour. So everyone can do something. Everyone can chip in. And I have been criticized for asking. And I said to the people, so how do you want me to fight? It's like my brother David says, you know, we are willing to keep shooting, but you need to provide us with bullets. We are in the trenches. I can't go on a tour right now and try to raise the funds because I'm on house arrest. So I have to talk to the computer screen, to the camera and say, hey, if you like what we're doing, if you want this shield to still protecting you for time being, you got to come and support. Help us lift our hands high so we can keep lifting them to the living God so we can have those victories. I am a fighter and I am a winner. I fought with the government for 18 years, 16 arrests, 120 court cases and 340 citations, and I'm still standing.
Come on.
So I'd like your president, not the fake jackal, the hyena, but I'm talking about the real president, Donald Trump. He's a fighter. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm observing this man and I'm thinking, wow, what one man can take, the pressure, the hatred, but he's a winner. You have to support your champions, support your winners. Mm. Those are winners. Mm. Help them win, because if they win, again, they are winning it for you and for the future of your children. If you don't support people like us, don't complain later that no one is there to speak in your behalf, and they will be able to do whatever they want with you and your children. And they're already doing it. Look, the Sound of Freedom, the pedophilia, the millions of children that are have been subjected to this great evil, it happened because your politicians betrayed you. Just like our politicians betrayed us, they were supposed to be the guard, the defender, the fighter for the rest of us, but they sold their souls for a bowl of soup or a silver coin.
Mm. So true. You know, I got sued by the mainstream corporate media out here in the United States, and everybody always says, you know, Pastor Todd, tell them everything you know and be out there. But then when it comes down to the battle and we're in the court, there's not a lot of people that show up. So I agree with your point, Pastor Arthur. We're going to put all the information in the links below so you can help Pastor Arthur in his efforts. And we're going to be praying for you. And please know, you know this, my friend, you have any time you want to come on the broadcast, let us know the updates. You have an open door always, and we stand with you. And I wish I could be there in person. I wish you could be here in person. Thank God for technology, at least that we can do these types of broadcasts right now. But please keep us posted and let it, you know, let us know what we can do. And we just appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much. Stay strong, be blessed, and remember, we have already won. The enemy just doesn't know it yet. So go out there and be the lion that God wants you to be, and keep roaring. And we know how the story ends. We have already won.
That's right. We're on the winning team. Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, God bless you, and we'll be back with the Todd Koch Knowledge Show.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.